from Peoria Public Radio. This is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin. Talking this week with Kim Thrush about some of the holiday events going on in Bishop Hill these next few weekends. Kim, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We should start out by noting that there are technically two different events. You have the Christmas market taking place this weekend and next, and that's followed by Lucia Nights the weekend of December 8th and 9th. Is that correct?
That's right.
And what's the history behind these activities or the purpose of them?
Well, Bishop Hill was originally settled by a group of people, colonists from Sweden, who were seeking religious freedom and were looking for a communal way of living together, and was really started the whole wave of Swedish immigration into the United States. And they built a lot of buildings and they flourished. And so today, when you go to Bishop Hill, you can still see these buildings. There's people living there. It is living history. So there are very tight ties to Sweden. The King of Sweden has been there a couple of times. And when you walk down the road, you're walking down the same roads that people from the 1850s were walking down. So it's very enchanting and magical. And so we have these two events going on, Yule Marknad, which is Swedish for Christmas market. That's this weekend and the next weekend. And Lucia Nights, which is a very Swedish tradition honoring St. Lucia, who was Saint of Light. And so we'll have in every store, there'll be young girls with a crown of candles in their hair offering cookies and goodies to people. And there's luminaria on all the sidewalks. There's a candle in every window. So it's very picturesque.
And what was the evolution or the development of these kinds of events? Did this evolve as an attempt to bring tourism and commerce to the community? Was it an attempt to spotlight locally owned businesses?
Well, I think long term, this has been the tide of Sweden that we have celebrated. You know, with the Yule Marknads, there's Yule Marknads in Sweden, and Lucia Nights is a very big deal in Sweden also. So it was first to honor those ties that we have to Sweden. We are a tourist town and an event-driven town, so we have a lot of events going on year-round. But anything that we can do to invite people to come to Bishop Hill and experience some of our Swedish traditions and have some fun and enjoy some really good food, we welcome everyone.
We've talked a little bit about the Christmas market, but we should also probably talk about Lucia Nights. This is the weekend of December 8th and 9th, mm-hmm. and this is sort of the capstone to
yes.
all of these activities. So what's distinctive about that weekend?
Well, one thing is because it all takes place when it's dark out. So it's like from around 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock. So that's always fun to be out. And like I said before, there's luminaria throughout the town. There's a candle in every window. That's actually a town ordinance that everyone has to have an electric candle in the window. So it's very beautiful. There's storytelling. There's music. We have different bands that will be playing in different venues. And Brian Fox also will be telling stories on Friday night. On Saturday night, the Peoria Prairie Tellers will be doing the stories. Also on Saturday night, there's a barn dance in the Colony School, which is great fun for adults and children. And we have the Rusty Pickup Band that will be playing live music, and Gail Hintz from the Chillicothe Public Library who will be calling the dance. And you don't have to know how to dance to be able to come and have a good time at that. And there's a wonderful Lucia surprise during the intermission of that dance. So
some of the activities that you've got going on, I've noticed every Saturday there's a workshop for children to build Christmas ornaments. And this is just one of the things that involve some hands-on activities.
Yeah, our events, we try to make very family-friendly. And so during Yule Marknad at one of the Vasa Museum, they're going to be doing a papier-mâché Julebock, which is a Christmas goat.
Okay.
And so making that from paper mache so kids and adults alike can go and help create that go over 2 days. There's also going to be making edible ornaments for outside on the tree, and there's a model railroad going on. There's a Christmas display. There's a Tomten roaming the village, and Tomten are kind of what we would think of as Santa's elves or gnomes. And so they kind of run around the village and have good fun and mischief. And if you go, Brian Fox Ellis will be telling Tomty stories on the Friday night of Lucia Nights. And he can do 3 hours of Tomten stories.
And just for perspective, how big is Bishop Hill and what percentage, what portion of the community is actively involved in putting events like these together?
Bishop Hill is, believe it or not, is just a little bit over 100 people. And there's not many towns of 100 I would move to, but Bishop Hill is so special and enchanting, and I hope your listeners will find that too. So the town is about, kind of how we describe it, is 30% descendants of the original colonists, 30% of artists and business owners, and then 30% of people who just like living in a really small town.
It seems like there's a deliberate effort in the creation of these events to acknowledge and nod toward the village's heritage and history as a Swedish settlement.
Oh, there is. We're very proud of the Swedish history there. It was how it started. There was a group of Swedish people searching for religious freedom and a communal society who immigrated to the United States and really began this whole wave of Swedish immigration to the United States. We get a lot of people from Sweden who come to Bishop Hill. There's a Bishop Hill, Sweden, that they came from. And people in Sweden are much more aware of the history of Bishop Hill in both places. And so that's a wonderful thing. We also, the King of Sweden has been there a couple of times. And you don't have to be Swedish, though, to enjoy and have fun at Bishop Hill.
These events, in part, recognize the, you know, the Swedish heritage of the community. Are there Swedish holiday traditions that, you know, that maybe we're not familiar with in the United States, but that in a place like Bishop Hill, you know, they're still sort of part of the community?
Yeah, well, I think the Lucia Nights is the, you know, with the Lucia girls and celebrating the light at Christmas time is a special way that we are able to connect with our Swedish roots.
What's the experience that you're trying to create for people if they come to the Christmas market? I mean, what do you want people to go away with, or, you know, what's the journey you want to take them on?
We'd like to just be able to take them back in time so they have an authentic experience of being in a small Swedish village. There's a cookie walk and a chocolate walk. All the stores will be open. Christmas music will be playing. And, you know, the tomten and we'll be running around, and just to experience that kind of magical winter wonderland. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of snow, not too much.
And if people are interested in some of these events and they would like to learn more, where's the best place to do that? Is there a website?
Yes, I would go to www.bishophill.com. So that's pretty simple. Or you can also call the Steeple Building at 309-927-3899 and get more information.
That's Kim Thrush talking with us about some of the events coming up in Bishop Hill over the next few weekends. The Christmas Market runs this weekend and next, and Lucia Nights is the weekend of December 8th and 9th. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.